Hello and welcome. This is a top five on Press TV. Thank you for joining us. Now we'll begin with Russia and Turkey. They have agreed to create a demilitarized zone in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib.
During a meeting, we took a close look at the situation and decided to create a demilitarized zone along the contact line of Syrian government forces and armed opposition 15 to 20 kilometers deep by the 15th of October of the current year. Radically minded rebels to be pulled out of this zone, including Nusra Front.
The Russian president made the comments at a joint press conference with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, in Sochi. Vladimir Putin said heavy weapons must be withdrawn from the demilitarized zone by October 10th. According to the Russian defense minister, the agreement means that there will be no assault on the northwestern province. Erdogan, for his part, said Turkey and Russia will carry out coordinated patrols in the demilitarized zone, and this comes as the Syrian army, of course, is preparing to launch an all-out offensive to recapture Idlib. That is the last terrorist stronghold in Syria. The terrorists, including al-Qaeda franchise Nusra Front, have been in control of that province since early 2015. For more on that, we're joined by Robert Enlakash, political analyst, joining us live from Calgary. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us once again on Press TV's Top 5. Now, what is your take on this recent development? How can the demilitarized zone help the situation in Syria?
Well, it really depends upon whether these al-Qaeda-linked groups, which are currently occupying Idlib, whether they abide by this agreement, whether they are willing to hold up their part of what has been created as a deal between Turkey and Russia. I think the Russians looking at it in a way, in order to show the international community, look, we're trying to reason with them, we're trying to get them to come to the table, we're trying to look at this in a way where we can resolve it without violence. I think Russia is most likely attempting to show this to the world that they can take it from a pragmatic approach, they don't have to use violence as the first resort, etc., because of the way the mainstream media is going to slant the reporting when comes the Idlib offensive by the Syrian government and its allies, which includes Russia. So perhaps it is an initiative by Russia to try and show the world that they are going to try this first. Whether the terrorist forces in Idlib are actually going to agree to this and uphold what would be their part in this is another thing. So time is going to have to show. Of course, after this came, Israel instantly decided to launch strikes into Syria, to multiple places in Syria, trying to assert its dominance yet again and attempted to stir conflict in the region. This is widely not reported upon. But if you look at the mainstream media and the way it has reported upon this deal, which should be reported by their standards and their slant on this as something good because the Idlib operation isn't going to happen yet. But still, they've used this to try and smear Russia. I mean, whatever they do, they're going to get smeared, but it looks like it's maybe an approach by Russia to try and show the world that, yes, we can look at it in a pragmatic way. Look, we're trying to resolve it without violence.
Well, something that everyone is concerned about is about 3.5 million people, civilians that are located in Idlib. And of course, there are worries about what's going to happen to them. And of course, no one wants them to be used as a human shield. Now, how do you think that the demilitarized zone will be helping these civilians that are trapped there?
Well, they're still occupied by these terrorist forces. I mean, those terrorist forces are still going to be there. And make no doubts about this, those people are being oppressed. There may be some that agree with the forces that are occupying their villages and towns. Some may invite them in, but the large majority of people, I can guarantee you, would not want to live under these forces where they have the outright oppression of women in the most blatant way, the outright oppression of any sort of freedom of action in any area of society. I mean, nobody would want to live under the oppression of these groups. And to try and say this is some sort of a peace solution, well, to this conflict that is going on and these terrorist forces which have occupied these people's villages and this province, nobody's going to be treated how they should be treated under the occupation of these forces. So it's not a complete resolution to the problem. This is not the final stage, and I'm in no doubt that this is not the final stage. Personally, I see it as they are going to perhaps not abide by this, and then the offensive may start.
Mr. Enlakish, one quick final note, since we're running out of time, but this is also an important issue. We've been hearing allegations that the Syrian army might be carrying out chemical attacks, just the way Syria was accused for the Syrian attack, for the chemical attack in Douma. On the other hand, we've had the Syrian government and the Russians providing the UN with evidence that it is actually the terrorists who are trying to carry a false flag chemical attack, etc., etc. Do you think this demilitarized zone will be able to kind of avert that from happening?
Well, if the offensive starts, then undoubtedly they're going to stage a chemical attack and blame it on the Syrian government. They've done it time and time again. It still might not deter them from doing it. If these groups find it within their own interest to stage this chemical attack, which undoubtedly there will be a chemical attack staged by these groups, if they find it within their interest, then I have no doubt that they're going to do it. They've done it time and time again, countless amounts of time. In many cases, it didn't happen. In other cases, they were the ones who launched the chemical attacks, and they're the one, they are the ones with the chemical weapons themselves. This has been proven. Of course, it dropped out of the mainstream media when even mainstream media journalists report on this and expose what actually happened. When the UN investigators go in there and expose what actually happened, then it drops out of the media, and it's just completely fine that there were Western missile strikes launched against a sovereign country for absolutely no reason, with no justification. So I think it still could possibly happen.
Thank you very much, Mr. Robert Enlakish. As always, your comments are welcome on Press CV.